All right, we'll see you August 12th. Have a good evening. Next, we have 132 Lakeview Drive.
Applicant Gregory Pfeiffer is seeking a special use nightly rental permit for a tiny home located at 132 Lakeview Drive, Forsyth. This home is on Lot 1 of the Pothole Riviera subdivision, and I just got a couple pictures of it, or one picture. This is the home, and then we'll pull it up on Beacon for you. So here's Powersite Dam, State Highway Y, to Smith Lane to Lakeview. Home sets right in this area here. There used to be a mobile home, is that right?
Yeah, Richard's son had a 70-foot mobile home there for a long time. And we moved here from Colorado 3 years ago when I bought this lot. And so I built this tiny house there. And I met with Scott, and there's two lots. And it's a 110-foot frontage. And off to the one side, it's just all green belt or forest. There's no buildings down there. And it runs basically from Y Highway all the way up to Lakeview Drive. And there's different... And I applied to put two nightly rentals on one on each lot, and there's an access in ample parking. The house I built is small, so, it'll only accommodate two people. And it's just moved from the Denver metro area and live off Birmingham Road, and this is a very, very, very quiet place. And it's just wonderful because, the public fishing area is just across the street, and we're not far from the dam. People, if they came to stay, they could go across the street, and when the water's down, there's a green belt and a bike path. It goes for miles along there. It's just a great place. I have my neighbor, Richard Hedgepath, his family's owned the other land for a long time, and that's basically all I see. And above the road on Lakeview, there's two small places, and near as I can tell, they've been unoccupied for a long time, but the guy does come from out of state and take care of them. So we have our own access and adequate parking. And we're connected to the Taney County sewer system. And in a corner of my lot is the pump house for the well. And I think that at one time it served 14 units, but I think there's only six of us on there because, I don't know, people get in disputes from time to time and they dig their own well. But it just, I just feel so fortunate, that I was able to buy the land and after being in construction all the time, I go there and I work and I do what I want when I want and the way I want. The only drawback is that I got way too much money in it, but I love the property, so I don't know, I brought you guys some pictures, but I don't know if you've come by or stuff like that, but I think I've had rental properties in Colorado for many years with varying degrees of success at different times because of the economy goes up and down and sometimes way down, but you know, my philosophy, and I've hired a lot of people over the years, is that people come from families, you don't have to tell them how to act, and if they didn't, you really can't teach them. And this is a very valuable piece, and I just like to generate some income, you know, to augment what's supposed to be my retirement.
So we have the sewer lift station here that's on Empire Electric, and then this is the Corps of Engineers. So his residential, against residential lot line is, of course, next to Richard Hedgepath here, and it's just pretty much wide open, real well-maintained mowed field. So Greg and I talked about that he needed to present something to the Planning Commission as far as a buffer along this property line. If you go back to the property line, it's of course, these are the general areas. Remember, these lines can float.
Yeah.
But this is the common property line between these two lots.
It doesn't... I think that's a real challenge because it's hard to get a feel for it there. But the thing, the land is actually terraced, you know. There's probably four terraces along there. And, you know, I got some land in the mountains in Colorado at 10,000 feet, and I've hand-dug foundations. They call that place the Rocky Mountains, but I've done some digging here, and there's a lot more. There are a lot more rocks, a heck of a lot more. So, you know, my thought, maybe I can present it next time, is that the way that my little house is sitting, I'm going to build a deck around it, and I would think, you know, I could put, I've done this in zero lot line houses before, just put a barrier fence from that side because, you know, the people that rent this, the recreation is not on the lot, it's on... You know, it's on the public access, you know, across the way. And then right in front of it between our lots and the Y Highway, I think it's owned by the power company, but we take care of the mowing there. And, yeah, it's just real quiet. And you know, there's people across the way all the time. And like I say, I've managed rental properties before, and I've worked on a lot of people's houses, and if you take care of it as a business, it'll take care of you. But if you think you're just going to send people out there and collect money, it can be a real headache real fast.
Have you talked to the neighbor that's adjacent to the property of what you're wanting to do?
Yeah.
And are they...
Yeah, there's two...
Open to the idea, or...
Yeah, there's Richard and another bachelor there. He's a school teacher. And they're concerned... You know, they mentioned that, you know, we worked together on a couple of projects, but they don't want to be disturbed at night. And those are the kind of people that I'm looking for. It's, you know, it's kind of a fishing area, and that, you know, people our age or my age, you know, we tend to be kind of quiet in the evenings, and that's kind of what I'm looking for. And I'm not going to be able to rent it to large groups of people. And I'm not looking to do that.
Okay. Well, August 12th will be the public hearing date.
Okay.
Does anyone have any specific questions for him this evening? We'll see you on August 12th. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now we've got Bee Creek Road.
There's two of those if you want to spread them out. That was in the... Did you? Oh, okay, you're way ahead of me.
Concept, I think you
could. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hi, Eric. So applicant, One Missouri JT Ventures, LLC, represented by Eric Hodge, is seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to build 8 units in a warehouse-style setting, which would include offices, warehouses, and a laundromat. The lot's approximately 31,500 square feet, and this is at 1527 Bee Creek Road. And here's some pictures of the existing structure on that parcel, and then we'll pull it up on Beacon to give you an overview. As you can see, the apartment's in the background, and the, is it the sign shop? Oh, no, it's heating and air. Yeah, just heating and air. That's adjacent to it, so. Okay.
As Scott said, I'm Eric Hodge with Roselle Engineering Company. I'm representing the property owner. The property is located about halfway down Bee Creek Road, right at the intersection with Wabash Lane. The property is about 3/4 acre. As Scott mentioned, showed you in the photos, there's 2 structures on the property now. One's a house, then a separate storage building slash garage. The idea is to demo and remove the 2 structures and replace them with 2 new buildings. The buildings would be used for office warehouse use. They would divide it into smaller suites, about 1,000 square foot apiece, 25 feet wide by 40 foot deep. The larger building that has 5 units would be located roughly in the same area as the house right now, kind of backed up against the south property line. And then the smaller building with 3 units is roughly in the same location as the garage unit, kind of backing up towards the proposed stormwater detention basin to the west. The property was previously graded. If you've been on the property, there's roughly about a 5-foot cut on the north side of the property, and then anywhere from a 2 to a 5-foot fill on the south side of the property. So there's already been some dirt work done on the property itself. In fact, solid rock is exposed, so the owner doesn't want to do any extensive earthwork operations for fear of getting into that solid rock. So we're going to try and work with the lay of the land just as absolutely, you know, as much as possible. The neighbor to the south is Branson Estates Apartments. The buildings are on the south end of their property, and they have a parking lot on the north end. So our property adjoins their parking lot. The apartment buildings have no windows on the north ends of the buildings, and their parking lot is lit up with overhead parking lot lights. There is an ingress easement across their parking lot that allows my client to access his property via the existing drive entrance on the south end that's shown in the photo there.
There's an existing entrance right here, so they're able to utilize an existing entrance through the Bee Creek Apartments. So this is just a secondary access point. Their primary access is an existing drive entrance right off of Bee Creek Road directly, right at the intersection with Wabash Lane.
So the intent is to utilize that. Yes, that's correct. The intent is to utilize that primary entrance off of Bee Creek, but we do want to keep the secondary access point, you know, just for traffic circulation. So really 2 structures now to replace with 2 new structures, minimize the site work. The property is currently served by the city of Branson. There's a 10-inch diameter gravity sanitary sewer main that runs down the middle of Bee Creek Road. And there's already a gravity sewer service to the property. The house and the garage are on a small grinder pump. They pump over to the existing service connection. The intent would be just to utilize that exact same service connection. If we can, we'll try and convert it to a gravity service, but if not, we'll have to put another grinder pump in. As far as domestic water is concerned, Public Water District Number 3 has a 4-inch public main running along the west side of Bee Creek Road. There's an existing water service in the southeast corner of the property. Once again, we're going to utilize that exact same service. Possibly have to upgrade the meter size, of course, to serve the new development. As far as electric, it's currently served by White River Valley Electric Company, but that's going to be disconnected. And because we're on the west side of Bee Creek Road, the new buildings will be served by Empire District Electric Company. And Empire's got, well, there's actually a territorial agreement. Come to find out, everything on the west side of Bee Creek Road is served by Empire. all new development on the west side of Bee Creek will be served by Empire. So, and there's overhead electric lines along the north product line, and those are Empire lines. So I suspect the service will come off those existing power poles to the north.